Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. Yes, according to the song, we have to be true to ourselves and be honest with ourselves. We have to stop lying to ourselves and one another saying things are great when they aren't that great. And the evidence don't lie as far as our behaviors are concerned and as far as our interpersonal relationship with one another are concerned. These are paramount and instrumental in our relationships to one another as Hebrew Israelites. You can't treat a Hebrew Israelite any kind of which way you want them. And they can't treat you any kind of which way that they want them. They have protocol and procedures. That's why we study the Most High. Not simply for that matter alone, but most importantly for the study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His requirements, his codification, his processes and procedures. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That being said, there are 75 million people in the wake of smoke coming in from Canada by way of fires burning in their country. And it's inundating those northeast, and a lot of those are our kind and simply innocent different nations also. So I know you can't do much by moving everybody out of the way, but you can check on them. And you can set some prayers for them. Yes, we have to be true to ourselves and one another. We have to learn to do good. And sometimes that good, as King Dawood alludes to quite often in our studies of him, is simply praying for the welfare and well-being of those 75 million people. Some are innocent and some of our nation. You ought to be concerned about it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And if you're wondering, when I make reference of we, who are the we I'm making reference to? It's Sister Abby of New York City, who I called and checked on and made mention in prayer. Brother Cartrell of New York City, whom I called and expressed my concern and made mention of them and so many more in my prayers. They are student teachers. As a matter of fact, we all are student teachers. You may learn something today, but there's always something to learn tomorrow. So you are a student and you are a teacher. Some things that you know that some people don't know is incumbent upon you to share what you know. It's incumbent upon you to keep your studies in play because therein lies your solutions. Letting the Most High footstep be your pathway and stop leaning to your own understanding. You don't look cute. It is not going to solve your problems doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, and or how you want to do it. There are protocols and procedures. Follow them. Going back to Sister Avia and Katria, what do I know about them? All you need to know about them, which is they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's why they're here. They're not getting paid a dime for this. They just love the Most High. And the brothers and sisters as themselves. They don't go around tail-bearing. They don't go around lying on brothers and sisters. They don't go around trying to mistreat, abuse, and or dominate brothers and sisters. They don't go around just putting them down because we got a lot of folks to put us down. But they try to lift us up. They try to, when opportunity presents itself, they try to do good for the widows, the orphans, the poor, the needy. They try to learn to do good. It's the Most High have instructed us to do when opportunity presents itself. So that's all you need to know about them. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So let me bring them on for you. So Stavia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. And thank you so much for your concern and your prayer. It's greatly appreciated. And may Yakutin bless you and your family and everyone else. Good to be back.
Good. Thank you, Sister Abby. It's good to have you back, sister. All right. Cotrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Hit that mute button, Cottrell.
I've been having trouble with that mute button. Sorry, I apologize.
Hey, that's that rabbit. That's that rabbit, Cottrell. Go ahead, bro.
Shalom, shalom. More praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel. Praise God. My father's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's good to hear your voices. All this smoke up here. But are we good? Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thanks for the call, brother. Good looking out.
Anytime.
Yes, anytime. I think they arrested the lady who shot her sister through her door.
Yes, they did. Finally.
Praise God.
She deserves to be thrown in jail and to keep thrown away. Come on now. Exactly. You're going to shoot a mama because she's looking after her children? That's crazy.
It is, Cottrell. Mm-hmm. Praise God, Cottrell. Praise God.
Praise God. But a lot of madness going on. A young brother got shot. His stepfather got shot at a graduation.
Yeah,
right, as they graduated.
In Virginia. It was his stepfather and him. Yeah, got murdered.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What's wrong with people?
Evil. Wicked. No self-control. Full of wrath and anger. Cottrell.
More shocking than ever before. We ain't never seen nothing like this in our lifetime. People getting shot at their graduation. Come on now.
I don't recall anything of a sort. I mean, we get our little mess, Cottrell, but not to the extremity that they're going to.
Yep. Too many guns.
Too many guns. And too many crazy people. Too many angry people.
For sure.
Too many people rap, Cottrell.
Yeah, right. They need some of this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for sure, man.
They certainly do, Cottrell. They certainly do.
Yeah, they did
say the fellow that shot him that they knew each other, and that makes it even worse.
Yeah, they caught him right off. Caught him right off. We have become a monstrosity, and it doesn't have to be that way. We're doing these things by choice, not by force. We said that the system made us do it. Well, I agree with you to a point. But the onus is simply not on the system when it comes to us. The onus is on us, too. What part are we playing in this monstrosity? Praise God.
Praise
God. Well, Cottrell, Sustavia, if y'all ready to proceed in the study, Yom Suf ready to proceed, too. I'm speaking in the third party, Yom Suf. All right.
That sound like Trump.
Yum soup ready to go? Okay. All right. And we're studying in the book of Barika. Barika is spelled B-A-Y-A-K-R-A. Barika, not that bastardized Asian name. Leviticus, sound like a custard. You know, no, that's a Romanized naming. And as I say, every time they take something, they always, most have to, they'll put their name on it, or they'll put their a version or interpretation on it. So that is not the right version nor interpretation. Because the interpretation means, Barika, it means Yah is calling. And he's simply not calling you just to hear him. He's calling you to instruct you. Because the Most High knows we need instruction, just like today, much more than our ancients. Although our ancients didn't listen, I wish they had. In chapter 5, the trespass offering, an offering for restitution. If a person sins in the hearing, the utterance of an oath, and is a witness of something, whether he has seen or known of the matter, if he does not tell, he bears guilt. You can't see someone murder me on the street, and you hold this in, you bear a certain amount of guilt. So all y'all trying to follow the hood code, y'all ain't in the hood. You don't have to follow the hood code. You got to follow y'all code. If you see something, tell so. It's just that simple. Otherwise, you bear guilt. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is a carcass of an unclean beast or the carcass of the unclean livestock, or the carcass of unclean creeping things. And that's why I got sort of concerned about my grandbaby. She's out there trying to catch fireflies, the unclean fireflies. I need to caution her about that. And he is unaware of it. He also shall be unclean and guilty, whether or not he know, and he's unaware of it. He's still unclean and guilty. Or if he touches human uncleanness, like a woman menstrual cycle, things of that nature. Whatever uncleanness with which a man may be defiled, and he is unaware of it, whether he realizes it, then he should, he still hold that guilt on him. That's why it's good to give those trespassing offers on a continuum. If a person swears, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips, you running your mouth off and you're speaking thoughtlessly with your lips to do evil or to do good, whatever. Whatever it is that a man may pronounce by an oath, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty in any of these matters. And it shall be when he is guilty in any of these matters, that he shall confess, he shall make a confession to Yah, that he has sinned in that thing. Now, you don't have to go to your preacher. You don't have to go to your friends. You must confess to Yah and acknowledge it in that thing. He shall bring his trespass offerings to Yah for his sin, which he has committed, a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sins. If he is not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring to Yah for his trespass, which he has committed, two turtle doves or two pigeons. One is a sin offering, and the other is a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, all in procedures and protocol. Ring off his neck, his head from his neck, his person, but shall not divide it completely. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. He shall offer the second turtle dove or pigeon as a burnt offering according to the prescribed manner. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for his sin, which he has committed. And he shall be forgiven him. And it shall be forgiven him. But if he is not able to bring two turtle doves or two pigeons, then he who sinned it shall bring for his offering one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall put no oil on it, nor should he put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. Then he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take his handful of it as a memorial proportion to Yah, and burn it on the altar, according to the offerings made by fire to Yah. It is a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for his sin that he has committed in any of these matters. It shall be forgiven him. The rest of the flour shall be the priest as a grain offering. Offerings with restitution, this offering. Then Yah spoke to Moses, saying, if a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things of Yah, then he shall bring to Yah as his trespass offer a ram without blemish from the flocks with your valuation in the temple, and shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, not nobody else's dollar valuation, as a trespass offering. This person shall make restitution for the harm that he has done in regard to the holy things. That restitution, he should add one-fifth to it and give it to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. If a person sins, commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of Yah. Though he does not know it, even though ignorant is not absent of guilt, just because you're ignorant, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. He shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation of the temple valuation, as a trespass offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance in which he erred and did not know it. It shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Kadriel, to Savia, that was quite self-explanatory. Not difficult to ascertain. And so I will hand the mics off to you both. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. That was self-explanatory, just like you said, so I'm good.
Exactly.
So these are sins that you don't even know you committed.
Mm-hmm.
When you touch something unclean, you become unclean. But you may not know you're unclean.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in contact with a priest or something holy. You're guilty, even though you don't know it. But when you find out, you have to give up an offering. So ain't none of this really in effect right now because we don't know what sins we committed, right?
Exactly.
For the most time.
That's why
a lot of us are
performances. Right. That's why y'all said when we come back, he gonna clean us up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And one sin is when we make promises that we don't keep.
Exactly.
In the four verses says, or if anyone swears, right, we swears rashly, I promise, I'm gonna do this, I'm going to do that, with his lips, to do evil or to do good, whatever it is a man utters rashly with an oath, and it is hidden from him when he knows it, and he shall be guilty of these. So you can't make promises that you won't keep, whether they be good or bad. Y'all don't like when you say things and don't follow through on what you said. So lying is a problem to the Most High.
Excuse me.
All praises.
All praises.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
And it don't matter who you are, rich or poor. If you've done something, you ain't got a turtle dove, you could bring some flour to atone for your sin.
Mm-hmm.
So people in church need to read this chapter and the chapter before, because these are the sin offerings. You can't put your sin on one man and expect Yah to forgive you. It don't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. Thank you, Cartrell. Brother Cartrell, Sister Abby, our
fellow sir.
We've ended our studies, our first segment of studies, and we're proceeding to our last segment of study. And if memory serves me correctly, and if Sister Abby, I permit, I will read this for Cartrell so he can get into our lesson. And it is Psalms 63. And it reads as, joy in the fellowship of Yah. Joy in the fellowship of Yah. That's joy, real joy. Joy is in the fellowship of Yah. A song of King David when he was in the wilderness in Yehuda. A song of King David when he was in the wilderness of the land of Yehuda. Last, again, a song of King David when he was in the wilderness of the land of Yehuda. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, you have the mic.
Thank you, Brother Yom Sufari. I want to see that
bro.
King David had joy in the wilderness of Judah with Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, our ancient fathers coming out of Egypt when they was in the wilderness, they didn't understand that they should have a relationship with the Most High. King David understood it. No matter where he at, no matter how hard the surroundings, he had joy in the Most High. Psalm 63, all praise. Elohim, you are my Elohim. I will earnestly seek you. How many people out there earnestly seeking Yah, like King David? I don't know. They got other things on their mind. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I've seen you in the sanctuary, watching your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. So I will bless you while I live. Yes, bless Yah, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Got to bless Yah. Got to thank Yah. Got to be close to Yah. I will lift up my hands in your name. Not in the name of Jesus. I will lift up my hands in your name, the name of the Father. People are praising Jesus, but they don't even know the Father's name.
Exactly.
They don't learn the Father's name. And lift up your hand and praise to him. My soul shall be satisfied with the richest, as with the richest food. King David always talking about his soul.
Exactly.
My mouth shall praise you with joyful lips while you living. When I remember you on my bed and think about you in the night watches. Do we do that? What we think about when we go to bed? Are we thinking about Yah, like King David? For you have been my help. I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. My soul stays close to you. Very important. Your right hand holds me up. But those who seek my soul to destroy it shall go down into the lower parts of the earth. You know what he's talking about. He's talking about Sheol. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be jackal food. Whoa. But the king shall rejoice in Elohim. Everyone who swears by him will praise him. For the mouth of those who speak lies, you go those lying lips again, shall be silenced. Stop lying, don't lie. Yeah, I don't like lying. And neither does King David.
Hallelujah.
Let's follow King David's path. All praise.
All praise. And Cartrell is so right. I like lying and liars. So stop lying. Yah doesn't like it. Doesn't like liars. King David didn't like lying, and he certainly didn't like liars. So if you are a liar and you have been online, advantageous to you. It will not work out to your benefit. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Good lesson, Cartrell.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, so, Savvy, how, Brother Cartrell? Any closing remarks before we skedaddle out of here?
Only thing I'll say is, just like you had said earlier, well, we can't take in no pigeons or the ram, but you still can repent. And don't wait till the last minute. You better get straight now. So all I say is, seek Yah. Praise Yah and obey Yah always. Shalom, fam.
And may I add to that, Sister Abia? You can cry out to the Most High for the mistakes our ancient made. You can cry out to the Most High for the mistakes we continue to make. You can gather yourselves together. I'm not talking in the same proximity, but in the same mindset. And you can learn to do good. And you can help your widows if you can, help the orphans if you can, help the poor if you can, and certainly learn to do good. That's not hard. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. King David always gives us points to meditate and work on, like earnestly seeking Yah, having our souls thirst for Yah, our flesh longing for Yah. Watching Yah's power and glory in the earth, waiting for his loving kindness, praising him and blessing him, lifting up our hands in his name. These are the things that we should be doing. Remembering Yah, even when we go to bed at night, you know, thanking him for the breath of life. But I find it amazing. We was talking about lying in the first segment of the study, and here it is again. But I say it's not by coincidence. It shows how coordinated the word of Yah is, how synchronized it is when we meditate on what we need to be doing. All praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Brother Cartier. Hallelujah, Brother and Sister.
Hallelujah.
Sister. Hallelujah, Sister Abby.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, we don't know where y'all are going. Praise y'all. But we're getting ready to get out of here. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. And if you're living in the northeastern part in this western hemisphere, be safe, stay safe, and stay prayed up. We love you, and may the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
To myself.